Harper Audio presents Number 17 by J. Jefferson Fargin. Read by David John.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Figures in the Fog. Fog had London by the throat. It blinded its eyes and muffled its ears. Such traffic as was not at a standstill groped its way with scarcely a sound through the jaundiced streets. And to cross a road was no longer a casual matter, but an adventure into the unknown. For this reason, the timid stayed indoors, while the more daring and those who had no choice groped gingerly along the pavements. The pickpockets were busy. But it's not in the heart of London that our story commences. The fog had stretched its fingers far and wide, and a man who was approaching along one of the arteries that led Londonwards from the northeast paused for a few moments to rub his eyes and then his stubby chin. "God help us," he muttered, staring into the great gloomy smudge ahead of him. "If that ain't the Yellow Peril, what is?" He had trudged out of a land of sunshine into a land of white mist, and now the white mist was becoming opaque orange. The prospect was so thoroughly unappetizing that he even considered the idea of turning back. Had he known what awaited him in that gloomy smudge, he would have acted very promptly on it.